Chapter 33.
Brenwar's brows buckled.
Good. Another giant.
No, I said, keeping my voice down. We aren't taking this one head on.
Why not?
He said. We're here for Sasha, I said. We won't be fighting anything if we can avoid it.
Says you,
Brenwar said, smacking his warhammer into his hand.
I'll take us around,
Shum said.
And let's hope there aren't many more around.
It might not be a giant anyway, I said.
Oh, it's a giant all right,
Brenwar added, following along after Shum and Bezog. I took up the rear. I didn't want any of us to get separated. Ahead, Shum led us away from the heavy steps of the Etten, giant, or whatever it was. Fighting that would let the entire crater know we were there. We just needed to get in and out. Be quick about it. Navigating the forest wasn't difficult. The dwarf and the elf both had keen vision, as did I. But satyrs did too, so we had to be careful. They were dangerous and known to be vengeful. Shum stopped and held up his hand. The heavy giant steps had faded away, but something howled. A predator. Wolves, I believed. The crickets and bugs all still chirped, however. That was a good thing. If danger or evil were near, they'd fall silent. Shum signaled back to me with his fingers flashing in the air.
I'll be right back.
I signaled a reply.
Wait.
He was gone. As if he'd never been there at all. Brenwar slung his hammer over his shoulder, shaking his head. Bezog stood with a frown. I trusted Shum, but in truth I didn't know him that well. Not like Brenwar and Bezog, both of whom I trusted with my life. I brushed my hair out of my eyes and sat down. Shum didn't have any business running off like that, not at a time like this. I could feel Brenwar's eyes on me. He was saying something, nodding a little. I looked away from him. I got it. I just didn't want to admit it. The feeling you get when someone runs off without your permission. It makes you worry a little. Minutes later, Shum emerged and we gathered around.
The gnolls and goblins are gone. Disappeared. No tracks,
he said. That was odd. There had to be tracks of something.
Did you notice anything else?
I asked.
Just the entrance to the tunnels, wide open.
Tunnels, you say?
Brenwar said.
Guess I'll be leading then.
Hold still, will you? I said. I pulled out the marble. The dragon eye. The tunnels were many. Some goblin-sized. Others large enough to ride a horse inside. We needed to choose one out of the many. Brenwar kneeled at the mouth of one, tasted a handful of dirt and spit it out.
What do you think, Brenwar?
It's dirty.
Well, yes,
I said.
I think that's obvious.
No,
he said, rising to full height.
Evil dirty. Bad. Something in there. Real bad.
Shum, I said. Don't you find it odd that Sensla would live in a cave?
No,
he said.
We use caves for shelter and hideouts all the time. It's not uncommon. Not for us, anyway.
I'm going in,
Bezog said.
Brenwar, will you lead the way?
Certainly,
Brenwar said, marching inside.
A little caution, please,
I said, holding out the dragon eye.
Let this be our guide. No offense, Brenwar.
He turned his cheek and rumped. I flicked the marble into the tunnel. It glowed a pale green like a lantern bug and hovered forward into the darkness until it disappeared.
Lead the way,
I said, gesturing to Brenwar.
I thought we were following your little bubble,
he said, marching along with Bezog right in step behind him.
What's that thing do, anyway?
Sees what we cannot. Warns us of any danger, I said.
Good. Then I guess we don't have anything to worry about now, do we?
Bryn Mawr said, marching off. The tunnels led from one to another. It only made sense to head through the openings big enough for a large ape to manage.
Look,
Bryn Mawr said. In a cave nook there were some gnawed-up bones and other remains. Cloth, ashes, and embers from a fire. We kept going, seeing traces of life here and there. It made me think of the goblin hideout we had ventured through before. Bryn Mawr said, stopping and pulling at his beard. He eyed a cave wall and ran his hands over the rock.
Seems there have been some civilized settlements here after all. Sloppy work. Probably from orcs or some other beast that's not smarter than the pick it swings.
I checked with Shum behind me.
Anything?
No,
he said.
But these tunnels probably go for miles.
Bezog was silent at my side, a faint glow on his fingertips. We're going to find her, I said.
I know we are,
Bezog said.
We have to.
We spent the next hour following Bryn Mawr, and I only assumed the Dragon Eye was still ahead. I grew more and more puzzled. We saw fewer and fewer signs of life. Finally, Bryn Mawr put his hand out and gestured, touching his nose.
Something ahead.
I could smell it myself. Life. Blood. We kept moving. From the way the air moved, I knew the tunnel had opened into a large cave. But it was pitch black, and I couldn't see from one side to the other. There were no outlines, no nothing. We crept inside, keeping close to one another. Something shuffled in the dark. Its breath was heavy, and it grunted a little. My fingertips tingled beneath my claws, and my heat-sensitive eyes adjusted a little to the darkness. A warm figure was huddled on the floor, trembling.
Sasha.
That was my first thought. I wondered if Bezog saw her as well. Her fragrance filled my nostrils. It was her. I reached for Bezog. We had to be careful. Take it easy, slow. I touched his shoulder and pointed towards her. Bezog's body stiffened. I waved my finger in front of his face.
Hold.
The Dragon Eye hadn't alerted me, so perhaps there wasn't any danger. Maybe the winged ape had left her and taken off. But I heard something else breathing in here. Something big. I picked up a stone and chucked it over the room. Something bounded after it, heavy and powerful. Bezog dashed towards the figure of Sasha. Bryn Mawr and I stood guard, waiting for the creature to return. It was coming back.
Why can't I see it?
I said.
Perhaps you need more light,
an unfamiliar voice replied. Fire pits erupted throughout the cavern in orange-green flames.
Is that better, Nathdragon?
The dark voice said. I tore Fang out and faced the sound of the voice.
Who are you?
Bryn Mawr came along my side, with Shum right behind us. Bezog held Sasha in his arms.
What is this?
Well,
the voice said, emerging from a darkened cove. It was a large hooded man in deep purple robes. In his hand, it tossed my Dragon Eye up and down.
It's called a trap. Certainly you know that.
He tossed the marble to the floor, and it stopped between my feet.
This might have worked if I weren't expecting you.
Told you. Can't always count on magic,
Bryn Mawr said, crossing his arms.
Your little friend is right, Nathdragon,
the man said.
You can't always trust what you see or hear, either.
A large winged figure came forward.
What in Nalzambor is that?
Bryn Mawr said.
A Drakus,
I replied.
You didn't tell me they were that ugly.
You didn't ask, I said.
Dragon?
Shum's voice warned. The walls and rocky floor started to move. More Drakus popped up all over. Over a dozen of them.
Bezog, get Sasha out of here,
I said.
We can hold him off.
No way. We stay together.
Don't be a fool,
I said. The tunnel we came through began to fill with goblins and gnolls.
Too late now,
the robed man said.
So this is another ploy of the clerics of Barnabas? An effort to what? Capture and kill me? And just who might you be?
Ryzak,
he said, swinging a war mace over his shoulder.
And I think my effort to capture you has succeeded. I even have your friends. Now, the question is, do I kill you all, or let some of you live?